BBC News with Neil Nunes. Peru's Congress has voted to remove the incumbent president just 4 months into his term. José Herri was ousted by a big majority over undisclosed meetings with a Chinese businessman and the irregular appointment of several women to his government. This protester outside the Congress in Lima was happy he had been removed.
He was incapable. There were brothels in the government palace. Women entered all the time and left with high salaries. And who does this money belong to? The people. He said these women went to work for the palace. Which work? Which work have they done? It's disgusting, to be honest. They must clean and fumigate the government palace.
Congress will elect its own new leader on Wednesday, who will become Peru's interim president, the eighth leader in as many years. The American civil rights pioneer Jesse Jackson is being mourned at home and abroad after his death at the age of 84. Tributes in the United States have been led by his longtime friend Barack Obama, who said he had created opportunities for generations of African Americans. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he had amplified global efforts to advance dignity and equality. The UN spokesman is Stéphane Dujarric.
The Reverend Jackson lent his powerful voice to the UN's work against racism, against apartheid, and for human rights, including taking part in a number of events here at UN headquarters. The Secretary General extends his deepest condolences to his families, his loved ones, his friends, as well as the government and the people of the United States.
Mr. Jackson was a protege of Martin Luther King and later became a reverend in the city of Chicago. 9 people have been arrested over the death of a French far-right activist at a political gathering in Lyon last week. One is a parliamentary assistant to an MP from the far-left France Unbowed party. Hugh Schofield has more from Paris.
Quentin de Ronc, a 23-year-old math student, died in hospital on Saturday, 2 days after being beaten and kicked about the head by a gang of masked young men. It happened after a small demonstration by far-right feminists, who de Ronc was supposed to be helping protect, at the School of Political Science, or Sciences Po. Now, the arrests confirm what's widely been reported, that those suspected of the murder are far-left militants linked to a banned group called the Young Guard.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum has said she'll be complaining to the British government over its reported decision to grant asylum to a woman accused of embezzling more than $5 million of public money. Karime Macias is the ex-wife of the former governor of Veracruz state, who has been jailed on corruption charges she denies wrongdoing. World News from the BBC. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has announced a new defence strategy seeking to break its reliance on the United States. The multi-billion dollar plan includes the prioritisation of Canadian suppliers and materials and investing in local defence businesses. Mr. Carney warned that previous policies had created vulnerabilities and dependencies which were no longer sustainable.
This strategy is about protecting Canada's sovereignty in its fullest sense. In other words, our ability to act independently in that more dangerous and divided world. And to be clear, this strategic autonomy doesn't mean isolation.
The U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has given a cautious assessment of the latest talks on Iran's nuclear program. He told Fox News the indirect discussions in Geneva went well in some ways, but he said Iran had not agreed to red lines set out by President Trump. A U.S. federal regulator has warned individual states against trying to ban websites known as prediction markets. Michael Selig, who heads the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, insists his agency should oversee platforms like Polymarket and Kalshi, which are surging in popularity. They allow users to trade on the outcome of virtually anything, ranging from major world events to the weather. Critics say it's gambling in all but name. In football, the men's European Champions League match between Real Madrid and Benfica was halted briefly after the Real player Vinicius Jr. complained that he had been racially abused. The alleged abuse took place shortly after the Brazilian player scored the opening goal at Benfica's stadium in Lisbon. He accused the Argentine winger Gianluca Pastriani of a racist slur and refused to play on. The match resumed after about 10 minutes. BBC News.